SRN News. I'm Keith Peters reporting the White House is blocking the release of President Biden's special counsel interview audio. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
The president has asserted executive privilege over the audio recording of his interview with special counsel Robert Hur about the handling of classified documents. In a letter to GOP lawmakers, the White House counsel says there's no legitimate purpose for Congress to obtain the audio. The special counsel decided against prosecuting the president for keeping sensitive files, but he also embarrassed the 81-year-old Biden by portraying him as an elderly man with poor memory. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Former Israeli ambassador to the U.S., Dr. Michael Oren, says the Biden administration continues to send double messages about its support for Israel and its war against Hamas.
They're trying to walk back in various ways the suspension of arms, rushing $1 billion worth of arms to us, saying that the artillery shells, they're going to give us the artillery shells, but they can't be used in Rafah. There's going to be a certain artillery shell that can be marked for use elsewhere in Gaza or up north, but not in Rafah.
Dr. Oren was interviewed on the Salem Radio Network. Severe weather expected in parts of Texas this afternoon and evening. Jared Geyer, forecaster with the Storm Prediction Center, says Texas is expected to get the worst of the weather Thursday in the U.S.
The sizable part of central and east Texas is kind of where the main threat is focused. Some of the severe storms could even make their way into Louisiana and lower Mississippi Valley areas later tonight.
Central and northern Florida are under a severe thunderstorm watch today. The Carolinas could also see some severe weather. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 38 points, the NASDAQ dropping 44, the S&P 500 lower by 11, oil up 60 cents to $79.23 a barrel. This is SRN News. Are you satisfied with your life?
According to a wide-ranging Gallup poll, only 47% of Americans are, quote, very satisfied with their personal life, the lowest percentage in nearly 15 years. However, the survey also reveals that people of faith and those who are married are more satisfied than the general population. 56% of regular churchgoers say they are very satisfied with their personal life, as do 57% of people who are married. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Anti-Semitism rears its head in Paris, a city memorial honoring people who helped rescue Jews in France during the country's Nazi occupation has been defaced with paint. The attack on the Wall of the Righteous comes in the context of tensions and anger in France over the Israel-Hamas war. Anti-Semitic acts have surged in France, a country with the largest Jewish and Muslim populations in Western Europe. This is SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
The stocks fell after the Dow Jones Industrial Average briefly topped the 40,000 level for the very first time. All three indexes set records on Wednesday amid revived hopes that cooling inflation will allow the Federal Reserve to cut its main interest rate sometime this year. Walmart was one of the strongest forces propping up the market after it reported stronger profit for the latest quarter than was expected. The Dow was down 38 points, closing at 39,869. The NASDAQ lost 44 to 16,698. The S&P 500 dropped 11 points to 52.97. New York oil rose 60 cents to $79.23 per barrel. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott.
More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.